Where do you keep horses?
Stable.
And where would you keep cows?
Barn, I don't know.
Okay. Where do you keep hogs and pigs?
Pig pen.
Did you have any relatives who lived on farms? Have you ever been on a farm?
I've been on a couple, yeah. I have some relatives in Cincinnati who have a farm.
Okay. Alright, what do you call a place that processes and distributes milk?
Dairy.
Right, does dairy have any other meaning besides that?
Mm-mm.
Does it bring to mind a farm? Or is it more of a processing plant to you?
If it were a dairy farm, it would. I'd put the two words together before a meaning.
But dairy by itself is a plant?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call the place outside, around the barn, where the animals walk?
The yard, I don't know.
Okay. What do you call the place where they go out to graze?
Pasture.
Okay. Do you know anything about raising cotton?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, you might say cotton and corn grow in a...
field.
Mm-hmm. And tobacco grows in a...
field, as far as I know, yeah.
All right. Well, what would you say was grown in a patch?
A cotton.
Would you say cotton's grown in a patch?
Yeah, if it's small. In other words, I think in terms of cotton, a patch being a small area.
Okay.
Let me go.
I think we were talking about...
cotton.
Yeah. What's the difference between a patch and a field?
A patch would be smaller.
Okay. Can you tell me some other things that you think would be grown in a patch?
I think anything, you know, garden patch, you grow just about anything in it. It's, okay. You know, it's just a small area.
What kind of fences? What kind of small little wooden fences are there?
You can pick a fence.
Yeah.
That's all I can really think of.
All right. What do you kind of call a kind of a twisted wire fence?
Oh, barbed wire fence?
Uh-huh. All right. Can you think of any other kinds of fences made out of wood? Like it's ones that
rail should... fence.
Uh-huh. What is that? Is it?
Yeah.
When you set up a barbed wire fence, you must dig holes for the...
for the post.
Okay. And what would you call just one of them?
A post.
All right. What would you call a fence or a wall made of loose stone or rock you might remove from the field?
Stone fence.
Okay.
Wall.
You've never done that.
No.
Okay. Do you know what you put in a nest to make a hen, to fool a hen into laying? Okay. I'm gonna have to just get around to this somehow. Alright, what does a hen lay?
An egg.
Okay. Now, what... what term would you use to describe your best dishes?
China, I suppose.
Alright, now, if you saw an egg made out of this material, you would call it a...
a China egg.
Right. Now, have you ever seen one of them?
No.
You know what it does?
No.
Apparently, if you put something that's egg-shaped into a
hen's nest, it encourages
it. Yeah, it encourages it, I guess. Okay, what would you use, if you're on the farm, what would you use to carry water?
A pail.
Okay, would that be made out of wood or metal?
Metal.
Okay, what would you carry? Milk in.
A pail again.
All right, what's the difference between a pail and a bucket?
I think a bucket would possibly be wood.
Alright. What would you carry food into the pigs?
Slop bucket.
Okay. What do you fry eggs in?
A pan.
What kind?
Frying pan.
Okay. And what is it made out of?
Iron.
Okay. Did you ever cook over your fireplaces in your house?
No.